This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. We go back to the phones. We're talking to
Jan.
Jan in Iowa. Quad Cities of Iowa.
We got a better connection.
Jan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. Where were we?
Okay, which question do you want to answer, Jan?
The question of the 50s for the TV show.
Yes, Jan, here's the question. What was the highest rated TV show for the 1950s decade?
I am going to say Lassie.
Okay. That is a very good guess, and it was also in black and white. The correct answer is I Love Lucy.
Oh, I thought you'd keep it. Save it.
Yeah, forget that. forget what I just said. I'm not going to. It's a mystery.
Lassie is incorrect, is all you're saying.
Lassie, I Love Lucy was, go ahead. It was the number one show of the 1950s. Lassie's probably top 10.
Yeah, I remember watching both of them.
Also black and white.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know how many times Timmy got stuck in the well.
Or stuck somewhere in a mine, you know.
Somebody had a joke about somebody, you know, Lassie barked, Timmy's stuck in the well again.
Yeah.
You know. All right.
What's your question for us, Jan?
Okay. We're driving back to Michigan, so my daughter is with me, and she would love to ask you the question.
All right,
okay.
We're ready. What's your daughter's first name?
Tammy.
Cammy.
C-A-M-I.
Cammy.
Yeah, not to be confused with the hurricane.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, Hurricane Camilla.
Camilla.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Cammy. What's your question?
Okay. This is for JJ because he's got that book, Moses Was a Basket Case.
Yes.
Right.
That may not help me answer any questions, though, but go ahead.
So why is he a basket case?
Well, because...
It's a riddle.
Is it a riddle or is it a for real Bible question?
It's kind of a riddle.
Oh, okay. I was going to say because his mom put him in that basket and coated it with tar or pitch and let it float down the river there. Let's see. Why is Moses a basket case? A riddle. It's going to be
you
something
know me,
obvious.
You know me, I'm the world's
day.
Worst.
Tim's the riddler. Tim, what comes to mind?
Well, I have to... dissect the question.
Okay.
I mean, huh?
Yeah, all right.
So I'm going to need to write it down.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think we have time for that.
Why? But, yeah. It's a riddle. You have to think methodically.
Well, right? Go right ahead.
Then be a
JJ and I will sing while you...
Since we, quote, don't have time.
Okay. All right.
I'll just skip it.
What's the answer, Cammy?
Because he was a baby in denial.
He was a baby in denial.
Baby in denial. That's good. I like that.
Way to go. Well, ladies, be careful on your trip. And thank you for listening to AFR. Glad you were able to get in with first-time callers.
So, give me that one. I got to use that one.
Yeah, that's good. Why was Moses a basket case? Because as a baby, he was in denial. In denial. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, you were talking about Lassie?
Yeah, I was.
We have time for me to tell a smart dog joke?
Sure.
All right. So this bird dog that people talk about how smart, and the guy was asking $20,000 for him. So the guy said, I need to take him out, test him, went out. Sure enough, the dog barked three times, three birds flew out. Then he went around this edge of this piney woods and he scratched five times, five birds came out. He said, boy, they weren't kidding. This is such a smart dog. Went behind this hedgerow, came out, had a branch in his mouth, and he's shaking his head, falling down, shaking his head. He said, oh, my goodness, that thing's gone mad. And he just felt terrible about it, but he had to put the dog down. Took it back to the guy, and he's like, what in the world? He said, yeah, wait. He's off to a great start. Barked, scratched, then he came out from behind this hedgerow with this stick in his mouth, and he said, you know, he'd gone crazy. No, he was trying to tell you there are more birds than you can shake a stick at.
Oh, wow.
So he put the dog down?
Put the dog down. That's the sad part of the joke. But you can ignore that part.
That's the part of the joke that makes it not funny.
Well, he had insurance on the dog, so it was all, yeah.
It all, oh, it all worked out in the end, except for the dog.
The dog sprang up, said, "Just kidding." I was just playing with you there. All right, so here we go. Let's go back to the. I tell you what. We do our questions for the last time. Last time, and then we won't have to do them anymore, and then we'll go take a slew. I said a slew of phone calls.
Slew.
Go ahead.
All right. James Fenimore Cooper wrote a famous 1826 frontier classic of American literature. What was the name of the novel that James Fenimore Cooper wrote?
Imagine his mom getting mad at him.
Yes. James Fenimore Cooper.
You get your rear end in here.
How many times have I told you?
Yeah. Huh?
Don't shake
stay
a
in
stick.
Or stay out.
Right.
Close that door. We can't heat the whole neighborhood.
Don't be boxing, though. You know, kangaroos out there. Boy, what's
and
wrong with
sure,
you?
And for sure, don't reach in its pocket.
Right.
All right, second question.
Ouch, Boston boy.
All right, what five rights does the First Amendment to the Constitution protect? And three have been answered, freedom of speech, religion, and the press. If you can get these last two, these are the most difficult for folks. Without looking it up, without asking anyone, we will send you a T-shirt.
Nice.
So someone has already helped you with that question. And my final question is a true/false. In 1932, the Australian government launched the Great Emu War to annihilate emus, which were devastating farmers' crops. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got first, a muscle car question. Roadrunner, Barracuda, and Duster are all muscle cars under what brand? Someone had a good guess, Pontiac, but that was incorrect. So Roadrunner, the Cuda, and the Duster, what brand were they? And then second question, what fruit was originally called the Chinese gooseberry? And it's one you can go to any grocery store. You see this fruit. It just goes by a different name. What's the name these days? Third question, a medicine conversion chart question. How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
Yeah, that's going to be answered.
Hey, all the moms that are measuring stuff and know that.
Sure they do.
They know those things.
So the previous question prior to that was the what muscle cars?
Oh, so the Roadrunner,
okay,
the Barracuda, and the Duster. So it's not, you know, like it's kind of like, is it a Ford or Chevy? What brand?
So I got one for you.
Okay.
The Roadrunner, the Barracuda, and the Duster all went into a bar. Okay.
That's off to a good start.
Isn't that a good?
Yeah, it is.
I think I know this one.
Yeah, okay.
You know when you guys were doing the meep meep at the front of that?
Yeah.
The Roadrunner, they gave $50,000 to Warner Brother for the rights to use the cartoon, the likeness, and to have permission to do that. $50,000 in 1968. And then they spent $10,000 to make the, I was going to use this for true or false, $10,000 to make the horn go meep, meep, just like from the Roadrunner.
Yeah, did they let them do it?
Yeah, they did it. And that's this 1969 Roadrunner, the horn, it goes meep, meep, just like you did.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Here are my two questions. How many live crusades did evangelist Billy Graham do? Live crusades. 200, 300, or 400?
You want to just give us the answer like you did? I love this. Yeah, wow.
Thank you for reminding me of that blunder, of that mishap, of that unfortunate situation. Here's my second question. The majority of white Americans trace their ancestry back to Great Britain, okay? That would include England, Scotland, and Wales. That's what I'm calling Great Britain. So a majority of white Americans trace their ancestry back to there. Now, for a free, well, obviously free, for $2.50, we'll send you a Learning
special
University
deal.
T-shirt. It's a special deal. You can know for a Learning University T-shirt to be sent to you, compliments of American Family Radio. You answer this question, and I will send that to you. But the question is, what are the next three groups after the English people? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does.
The three groups that have the Americans cite as where their ancestors came from. The white.
Love these Antarctica questions.
JJ said Greenland, and that is a good guess, but incorrect.
Good guess. That's when you go, no, that's not even a good guess.
You know.
All right, we go to Texas, and Anita. Anita is on the line. Anita, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are you?
Anita, we're doing great. Thank you for calling.
Howdy.
Welcome. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Conroe, Texas.
Okay. Wonderful. I was down there not too long ago, Conroe, the Woodlands in that area.
Pretty lake over there.
Yep.
Yep.
Our tower's in Conroe. Our AFR.
Your tower? Oh, that's cool.
Our radio tower, 88.3.
For Houston there.
Yeah. All right, Anita, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would do both, please.
Okay, by the way, which radio station are you listening to? Are you listening on the app or on the radio?
No, I'm on the radio because I'm in my car. You know what? I don't know what it is. I just have it on there, 88.3.
Oh, thank you.
Right? That's right, 88.3.
Yeah. 88.3, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to have it automatic. I listen all the time.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much, Anita.
Well, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both? What did you say?
I'm doing both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Both. I'm going to answer the car one, JJ's car one.
Oh, good. Here's the question again. Muscle car question. Roadrunner, Barracuda, and the Duster, what brand are they under?
Those are Chrysler, Plymouth, whatever it was. Plymouth.
Yeah, that's it.
I had two of them.
All right.
You said you had two of them?
I had a Duster and I had a Barracuda. That's right.
Wow. I had a chance to buy a Cuda from a buddy for like just pennies. It was yellow and, you know, mag wheels and big engine. And I kicked myself for not getting that. But those were iconic cars. Roadrunner, the GTX was kind of the same body, but that was a big muscle car. And the Duster, and they had some others.
Toyota Corolla. Is that in that muscle car? No.
Hey, for you to have a Cuda, that was pretty ambitious. What? Anita, do you remember what year it was? 71.
I think it was a little earlier than that. My husband had it, and then he needed some money, so my daddy bought it for me. So that's what I took to college.
I love it.
A&M.
What year?
Yeah, it was a cool car.
Cool.
You know, I don't remember back in those days. I didn't know anything.
What color was it?
It was maroon.
Yeah, they had the
maroon bucket seats.
Yes.
The big, huge back window. Yeah.
Right.
Now, when I was...
They didn't make very many Barracudas, by the way.
When I was in high school, this would have been 79 to 81, there were two cars that were all the rage. And this must have followed what Anita's talking about. The cars you're talking about must have preceded these cars. But the Camaro, that was hugely popular.
Yes.
And that was the cool kids.
Right.
And then the Trans-Am.
The Trans-Am
was like, well, they have a Trans-Am.
Yeah. I'll tell you what,
was that same thing for y'all?
A little bit later in the early 80s. Yeah.
Camaro and Trans-Am. Yeah. But
Pontiac Trans-Am, Chevy Camaro. And the Trans-Am, that movie actually put Trans-Am on
the map.
The trucker movie, you know, wall-to-wall, you know.
Burt Reynolds?
Yes, Burt Reynolds. He drove a black
Smokey
Trans-Am,
and the Bandit?
Smokey and the Bandit. It caused the sales to just go through
the
roof.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was right about that same time there. Hey, Anita, you had a fun car.
That was some great acting in that movie.
They started out putting Barracuda on the car, but then everybody called it a Cuda. So the later years, in the early 70s, they just had Cuda written on the side.
Like Federal Express switched to FedEx.
And they were, she's right, she had a, there weren't many on campus when she was going to school there.
Yeah.
Anita, what's your question for us?
Oh, okay. My question for you is, if you are traveling around Iceland, like in a car, van, whatever, and you see these little black mounds covered with white stone, what is that?
A lot of people don't know this, but the emus is pretty tragic after the war on emus. That's where the burial ground is. Took a little while to ship them there and to get all them memorials set up, but that's what you want to do when there's been a massacre like it was in Australia against the war against the emus. It's emu gravesites.
Where, in Iceland?
Yes, it was worth sending it over there just to reconnect them with their ancestor.
Burn.
It's the most random and bizarre thing.
Obviously, do you guys have any idea?
I have no idea.
What do they say? I have no earthly idea.
What's the question? I've forgotten the question.
Little black mounds with white stones. Is that right, Anita?
That is correct. They're covered in white stones. One white stone on each black mound.
Black mound with a white stone.
In Iceland. Is that right?
Yes.
Hmm.
Hey, I'm curious to find out. We don't know what's the answer.
I'm just going to say penguins who perished.
dead penguins?
Memorial sites.
They're like a sacred animal in Iceland.
Oh, are they?
Like cows are in India.
No, yes, exactly. It's a religious thing. In Iceland, penguins are revered like cows in India. A lot of people don't know this.
No, they don't.
But
no,
they're much
don't.
Harder to milk. I'll just tell you that.
They're penguins?
Yeah. What's the answer?
Penguin milk?
You go to Starbucks and say, I want a black coffee with just a little bit of penguin milk and see what kind of look the barista gives you. All right, Nita, what's the answer?
The answer is those are little baby ovens. You know, Iceland is a geothermic island, and so they're little baby ovens, and they cook rye bread in those little baby ovens. They dig it up, put the the raw dough in the ground, cover it with the black rock, and put the little white stones, and they know where it is.
You just drive around and see that,
or you can just stay in America
and go to the grocery store.
Right, go to the grocery store.
it's actually really good. Yeah, it's a real sweet rye.
So you've been there.
Have you had it?
Yes.
Wow.
Both been to Iceland and had the rye bread. It was kind of one of our tour things.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, since you've been there, what would you vote for, Greenland or Iceland? Which one should we take for our 51st state?
Oh my gosh. Greenland is a pit. I wouldn't go there. We went there twice to two different cities there, and it was just so nasty and so desolate, and so the people are not nice, which I can understand because it's just an island of nothing.
Yeah.
But Iceland was very beautiful, very cosmopolitan, very kind. We did the it's geothermal, so we did the baths, and oh my gosh.
You never heard
incredible.
The expression Iceland is an Iceland? You've never heard that?
I'm not.
It's their traveling motto.
I do want to apologize to all our listeners on Greenland.
Yeah.
All our many, many dozens of listeners.
Well, she's just giving an honest opinion.
That the opinions expressed on the show, not necessarily the opinions of us here.
You asked her.
I know. I'm just teasing Anita. I doubt we have a single listener on the island of Greenland.
Well, they're probably going to agree with her. Nita, what's the answer? Oh, you told us about
she gave it. Yeah,
about the little bread cooking in the little
ovens.
You
said rye bread? Is that what you said?
Yep, rye bread. It's a sweet rye, very, very dense, but you eat it with right out of the little oven. They go get it with a shovel because you can't walk on it because the sand is like boiling. And so they do a little shovel. They bring it in. It's wrapped, and then you unwrap it. Like they're fresh, and you get some butter, sit at the table, and eat your hot rye bread with butter. It's just delicious.
Wow.
Now I'm being real nosy now, but for you to be to Greenland a couple of times, Iceland, all this, you just love to travel. Is that through work? What's the story there?
No, we have a group of five of us all graduated from high school together, and we've traveled to many places. We rented a catamaran. We did a cruise to Italy and Greece. This is a cruise to Iceland, Greenland, Nova Scotia, and then we landed in Boston, started in England, and then we also did Scotland and Ireland. So
how fun!
These friends that we travel with, that we just have the best time.
That's lifelong.
It's the only way you can do. Yeah, it's the only way you can really do all those places at the same time. You know, to start in England and then go to Iceland, two stops there. Two stops in Greenland, two stops in Nova Scotia, and then on to Boston. And we stayed in Boston for about 4 extra days, so that was lovely. That's a wonderful place.
You know,
y'all are going to have a blast.
Yeah.
You've given so many layers of a testimony that Michael W. Smith was right. Friends are friends forever, you know, if the Lord's the Lord of them. Here, you got friends from high school, and now you guys are all grown up, and you're like, let's just continue, and let's just travel the world. And have fun. You just made so many memories, and you've got pics to to look at, to just laugh and just to cherish those memories. Good for you. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend there in Texas. What a nice lady. Our listeners really are the best.
You know, Burt Reynolds was very underappreciated.
Burt Reynolds?
As an actor. Do you know this?
I didn't know that.
Well, I was thinking back to Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
Good buddy.
I've never seen Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay, you know, here's the thing. You and I need to make a pact because all these iconic films, I've only seen half of them. I never saw Jaws. You need to watch Smokey and the Bandits one weekend, and I'll rent Jaws and watch it.
All right.
But we need to check some of these things off.
Smokey and the Bandit, you better have some tissue.
Oh, brother.
Because at the end... I'm not going to give you a spoiler alert.
Yeah, don't spoil it for me.
No, don't spoil the experience.
It's not like Brian's song, but it's close. It's right there with it.
It's really a move. There's a particularly moving scene.
I guarantee I'll be waiting for it.
Jerry Reed's part of the one that's going to bring you tears.
Yeah, it's anyway.
But the Trans Am, watching that Trans Am, listening to the exhaust and it rumbling down the road. Yeah, with that big eagle-looking thing or. Or what's
that'll
the
bring back memories.
On
yeah,
that hood.
We got time for one more call.
All right. We go to Indiana. Yeah. And Bob is on the line. Bob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Who's your daddy?
Thank you much, guys.
See what I did
and
there?
You can't misspell my name.
Good.
No, we got
backwards
it.
Backwards or forwards.
Yeah.
What about Bob?
What about Bob? Yep.
Hey, we're
now
coming
you'll
up.
You'll always remember.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We're coming up towards the end of the program, Bob.
Yep.
So
ask, answer, or do both.
Well, I'll actually ask you guys because he took my one for the muscle car. So I'll kind of go along with that. So and it'll have an extra credit. So here's the question. Who drove one of those cars in what show on TV?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Bob. Is this the one? What's the one with the Daisy, the Dukes of Hazzard?
But it wasn't a Roadrunner. They drove a 1969 orange Dodge Charger.
Oh, okay.
With 01 on
well,
the
then
side.
I don't have a guess.
But a Dodge Charger body style looked a whole lot like a Roadrunner.
What's the answer?
I don't know the answer.
The question was Barracuda.
Oh, the Barracuda.
Oh, Barracuda.
Yeah. You know,
oh,
I can't...
how about Bullet with
that was the Mustang.
Mustang.
That was like a 67 Mustang.
Well, I'm fresh out of...
Hey, I don't know. I should know that, but who drove a Barracuda?
Don Knotts, dude.
And there's an extra credit if you get it.
Well,
I'm gonna say
we're almost out of time.
Don Knotts in the Apple Dumpling Game.
Apple Dumpling
Game. It would be Nash Bridges was the show... Don Johnson drove the car, and they called it a Cuda.
Oh, Miami Vice. Miami Vice?
No. Nash Bridges.
Oh, Nash Bridges.
Show.
All right, hey, yep. we are, Bob, out of time.
I think that's when he lived on a sailboat and was like a detective or something.
All right. James
Thank you,
Fenimore,
Bob. Sorry to rush you.
James Fenimore Cooper was the name of the novel. You guys know?
No.
Last of the Mohicans. The other two rights from the five rights of the First Amendment is peaceably assemble and the right to petition the government. And then it is absolutely true. The Australian government launched the Great Emu War and the world. They used World War One veterans and the soldiers lost.
What?
They could not wipe out the emus.
5 milliliters in a teaspoon. What fruit was originally called the Chinese gooseberry?
I don't know.
Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Billy Graham had 417 live crusades.
Wow.
And after British Americans is number one German.
I was going to say Irish. How about
Irish 2 and Italian 3. Yeah.